The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken, a brand new year. A new year. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being there. I hope you had a wonderful break, if you had one, a wonderful time, great time with the family, and you had or have a happy new year. So thank you for tuning in. So today we want to talk about a new year and how do we prep ourselves just for a change, for something for us to enjoy in the coming year. Before that, welcome everybody. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. This is the show we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and to bring you to your best self for you to live your best life. Wake up to a new reality. Understand that there's a lot more to us than the physical body. We do have a spiritual life. Most people call that the soul. I think everybody is in agreement with the soul that exists in the body. I have pointed out many times before that the body is merely our vehicle that will take us from point A to point B. But what makes us the person or the people you are, we are, is the ability to have a soul, have this wonderful inner part to ourselves, and live the life we're able to live with our own desires. A lot of people are not aware of a soul being present or the ability to control what it does and how your life will turn out. All things are possible. You just need to know that. All tools that is desired, required to build this awesome you is within you. Yes, we showed up with all that was necessary for us to live the awesome life that we want to live. Our show, our intent, is to wake you to a higher level of consciousness for you to see your best self. I get argued with a lot because I always state the God that exists is you. A lot of people disagree and think there's a separate entity, another source, a higher being, a greater self, and they call it many different names. I know they're all identifying the same source, the higher self, the great wave, the alpha, the big one, boss, chief, all the same. You or we call it God. I say it is you, your own ability, your own intention. The God that exists is you. So you can imagine how much flack I take a lot from saying that. But regardless of what others may think, you have the ability to prove it to yourself. We talk a lot about meditating and bringing your true identity to your own reality, your own existence. Wake up to a new life. Wake up to a new self. Know that you have the ability to create anything of yourself that you so desire. What requires is a bit of time, a little bit of effort, and the interest. If you were to paint a picture on the wall and say you want to have this picture being a permanent fixture in your house, in your life, anywhere you painted that picture, you can do the very same with the thoughts you hold in your mind. It's almost as if you're painting a beautiful portrait of something that you want to see for the rest of your life. Wake up to that reality. When we talk about a spiritual connection, we're talking about you being interconnected with the source that created you. Yes, we were all created the same way by the same method, probably the same way, I guess. And here we are when death is over, or the real life begins, when you shed the body because it's too old, you get a new self, the existent self without the body, not new, and then you carry on. At the end of what we consider death, I consider life begins. You're not carrying the body. You go back to your former existence, which is the spiritual side. So to talk about that image that you hold in your mind of what you would like to see yourself become, you have to paint that picture, and it's done by your thoughts. Hold the image that you hope to live and see it. And it will happen. What you put on the slate will be reflective for the rest of the body. It will walk towards it, as the success you seek is walking towards you as you journey towards it. It shortens the distance by the desire you have of getting there. Wake up to that reality. You're listening to Barrington as we do. Sorry, I wasn't around last Sunday. I was, but I wasn't doing a show. We had a repeat. Today, we're here. It's a brand new year. And we're going to do things that set things in a path that you could create your own destination for the rest of this year. And it is important that you have an aim. As I would like to say, a sailor without a port does not realize, doesn't have a favored wind. Sailor that doesn't have a port to sail to, he doesn't have a favorite wind that would carry him there, because he has no desires to where he's going. Wake up to that reality. While we're on the tip of all that, I also want to mention that any act of violence, any act of meanness is a result of insecurity. So when you want to be mean to somebody else, or bully someone else, or push somebody else around, or compare, or criticize, or put down, any of the above that you would consider mean, anybody would consider it mean, any act of meanness is a direct result of insecurity. Carry that with you before you swing the bat. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Welcome to the show. I want to say thanks and welcome back to everybody who's been listening for a very long time, as well as our new listeners. I want to say welcome home to everybody. Okay, I had to swing a couple of things in there before I forget. It is a new year. Happy New Year to everybody, and I hope this year will bring you, hopefully, what you've always wanted, and I hope it's success, whatever that may mean to you, because, you know, everybody has their own view or own method of being successful. So, off the jump, I was having a conversation earlier this week, and it reflected on everybody's wondering if we do have another life form out there other than who we are. We've heard many stories, we've seen many movies and clips, and hear, you know, people, we hear a lot, but the question does still remain, is there someone out there, somebody else out there? Is there another way of finding out if there's someone out there and we can prove it? That somebody's actually out there because they've made this contact. So anyway, that was the gist of the conversation. And in the midst of it, I realized, what would we say should we find that other source or other life's form out there? What would you say? Welcome home. Welcome to us. Welcome here. Welcome to Earth. All these friendly gestures of inviting somebody in and, you know, making it seem as if this is their home and make it kind for them and happy and all these things. This is what you think you would say, because the images that we send out, the scientists have sent messages and packages and pictures and images of our lifestyle, some of our languages, mathematical formulas and just little things to indicate what life is really like here on Earth should they make a contact out there with others. And all the things that they've sent out was great. I good pictures of people are smiling and everybody's happy. I wonder if the visitors viewing this after reviewing, you know, the history of our existence, the history of our world, what we've done, what we've accomplished, where we are, what we're doing, and how we live among ourselves. I wonder if the visitors would say, okay, we probably don't want to be a part of that because every single gesture of conquering another planet, a part of this Earth, has always been with a friendly hello and a greeting and a welcome. And then the true nature of our man comes out and do what we've always done and continue to do. So my thought was, would be, if they know that, would they want to meet us? Yeah, just a thought. I just throw that out there for the sake of throwing things out there. We got to clean up our own house before we invite guests over. We've got to, you know, make things right among ourselves and learn how to live in greatness among ourselves before we invite people over because we think our stuff doesn't smell. But at times, if you're not living equally and you're being taken advantage of and you're being put down and you're being criticized or you're being let in the back 40, you're just being rude and mean to each other. Would others knowingly want to join that band, that clan, that group, that, you know, that tribe, that, you know, would they want to do it or will they just keep hiding and saying, I want nothing to do with that hot mess I could see from up here or down here, wherever they're looking at it, should they be looking at it? It was only a thought. Throw it out there. What would you say to them? Because you can't say, hey, welcome and, you know, be happy and free, because the history has proven something completely different than the image that we are portraying out there. So that makes it interesting. I wanted to mention that. We're in a new year. We're doing fantastic with our lives. We're learning and studying spirituality, and we're hopefully growing to a newness, a new form, a good way of living our lives. We're hoping that among us, we're becoming more tolerant of one another. We think we're getting more intelligent, and others are saying we seem to be slipping off the rock, and for a lot of us, our cheese is already melted off the cracker. So, are we getting better as a group? Are we getting better tolerating, being tolerant of one another, living among each other? Or is it the same, only now our technology is exposed a lot more illness to us? Are we growing together or are we continually hurting or continually trying to outdo the other? Where do we stand? Do you see in your views that mankind has somehow evolved to become tolerant or to be acceptance of one another? Where do we stand with that has always been the question. And of course, it ties into what I was saying about should other people come here to visit us or other living form of something else, and hopefully they have the same level of intelligence as we do, then we wonder how they would see this, be it their first visit among our kind of civilization. That's what we're talking about. That was our thing. But where do we stand as people, and how do we see each other? Are we more tolerant? We understand for many, many decades that we've been in wars, and we've been fighting for territory, and we've been fighting languages, and we've been fighting religions, and be just fighting all the time. Do we feel at this day, do we have more tolerance for each other? It is a new year. I just thought I'd mention that. When you choose to make take a path, a journey, and you start your life doing this year on this day, do you commit yourself? Are you fully committed? Or you just stated something and you say, this year I'm going to do this, and then it slips out of the crack, and in a couple of weeks you forget about it. You may go at it aggressively and then forget about it. Do you stay committed to the plea or the promise you may have made for yourself? Are you part of the group that wants to do resolution? Because we've talked about that one last year, And do you set a resolution, a New Year's resolution that you will be honored to, or do you just let it blow by as just a thought, like all the other years may have? This is on you. But if the intent, and there was an interesting question, is the difference between intent and, you know, actually stated facts or commitment, it's a slippery slope. Because I think at the moment of making that promise to yourself, you, that was fully your intention. But because you're not, we're not very good at holding promises for ourselves, we tend to forget all of what we're supposed to do. So if you do have the idea of making this resolution, how do you make it stick? And I think that's been always been the question. There's no problem in the abilities of carrying it out, but do we hold the thoughts of making it stick so we follow through with it and be loyal to it and don't quit? Well, most of us actually throw in the towel because, one, we forget, or two, we fall back in our position of just being comfortable where we are, or three, it's not feasible, it's not doable. You probably don't have the physicality or anything. We don't know. But for some reason or another, we make commitment. We call them New Year's resolution, and then we back off them and we move away from them. Why is that happening? If you knew what you wanted to be, wouldn't it be easier? You perfect it. You know for sure this is what I'm going to be. And you hold it and you live it. You're placing that image of the end result on your mind that's being driven by the inner desire that you have to accomplish that goal, said goal, regardless of what it may be. So, if you could see, instead of wanting to say, I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to go aggressively every day and this is the new life and so be it, why not see the concept of the result of what you've done at the gym instead of getting the gym involved? See the life that you want and move towards it. The rest will just add up and it'll take care of itself. For example, if you could see that great life that you want, and again, I'm using the gym as an example, but it could be anything you want, you may at some point make a conscious decision to join a gym unknowingly. If you put this, no, you knowingly join the gym, but that's not the big intent. The big intent is to see the end results of where you're hoping to end up. And you live that lifestyle. So that image is painted in your subconscious mind. And once it's in the subconscious mind, it will inevitably move towards the conscious when it's necessary. In the process of conscious to subconscious, you will make some decision as, maybe I need to join the gym. Maybe I need to stop eating that food. Maybe I need to start eating this food or resting properly or doing all these things. Because you've planted the seed. Much like you plant a carrot or a stem or a root of some sort, and that beautiful flower has an opportunity to blossom. The end result, it blossoms and it looks awesome where you eat it. It was good if it was a fruit. So the idea behind it is to plant that seed in the subconscious mind by giving it an image, and it will materialize to what it needs to be. Give it the image. So you create this, I am going to do this. Is it success? Is it relation? Is it party? Is it whatever? Maybe a new haircut. But if you put that in the subconscious and allow it to brew like you would a seed in the ground, like I said, the rest of it will take care of itself, providing you're doing your part. But if you take that idea and you throw it on the coffee table and say, I'm going to do that, no, that seed will not grow simply because you will only visit it at time and see how it's doing. Eventually, you'll realize it's not happening and you'll toss it out, the idea of it. So it goes into your subconscious mind. I hope you're following me on this. And once it's in the subconscious mind, it will materialize itself there. It becomes a part of you. What you are today is a thought that you had about yourself yesterday or days before. What you want to be tomorrow should be the thoughts you're having about yourself now. And you plant that seed. If you could get very visual, very graphic, and draw that image that you want to be, live the life that you're hoping this thought will bring towards you, you are subconsciously rooting yourself towards success. You follow me on this one? You're rooting yourself towards success, but the seed must be planted. Before all of that happened, I strongly urge every single one of you, everybody, everywhere, to please be very specific as to what you want, where you want to be, what you're hoping to accomplish, what you happen. Be very clear. Some of us are not really good at knowing what we want or where we want to be or how we want to look. We're a little confused. So before you go ahead and plant the seed, you have to be very clear of how or where or who you are. That realization, that finding what you want is knowing who you are. That knowing who you are is the joining of a spiritual lifestyle. You got to know who you are. I said earlier, if the sailors don't have a port, they don't have a favorite wind, their destination will never be realized unless you call it an accident. That's another show. Thank you for tuning in. Do we have any messages there, sir?
Yes, we do. And good afternoon, folks tuning in. You are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in right now with a comment, a thought, a question, any of the above, email us right now in studio101@gmail.com. That's in studio101@gmail.com. Kim did that. Hello, Kim. She says, Happy New Year to Barrington and his staff. She says, do you believe in resolutions? And if you do, what do you think the word resolution means in reference to the new year? That's from Kim. Thank you, Kim. Let's see. Hank says, Happy New Year to Barrington. And you are right on 100% today with all your analogies. I love it. It's incredible. That's from Hank. Thank you, Hank. Josh wants you to embellish a little bit more on when you said, to die is to live. What exactly do you mean by that? That's from Josh. Let's see. Bill wrote in here. Let's see, Bill. He says, Happy New Year to you. Do you believe in it in the way of a holiday or just another year, or you blow it off? What makes the difference? It's only a number. What do you really believe in the new year every year? That's from Bill. Let's see. We go down to Shane here. Shane says, excuse me. How do we get to our destination when we die? What brings us there? Do we float around in a cloud and come back down with a new destination? What happens? What is the process? Do we know? That's from Shane. Okay, hang on, sir. Annie wrote in here. Hold on, Annie. Let's see here. Annie says, Barrington, when you were a small child, were you criticized, scorned, put down, etc.? I know a lot of times on your message, on your show, you always talk about people hurting other people by criticism, telling them what to do, not defending them, scorning them, etc. Were you that way as a child? That's from Annie. And Maddie writes in, Maddie says, is there an actual end to our earth? Is there a date? Why this New Year stuff? We are in the 2000s. Do you have any prediction, inclination, or thought process on when this world as we know it will come to an end. And that's from Maddie. And back to you.
Maddie, thank you for that. I had a little chuckle. When will it come to an end? Nobody ever knows that. And I don't believe it will come to an end. We've had four or five, I think this is our fifth start over point where something went wrong. We went into deep freeze. All the animal died. We had a thing that hit us one time, you know, and many theories as to how the dinosaurs 60 some odd million years ago disappeared. Everybody has a take. Now, when you listen to what everybody's saying, all the scientists and the Big Bang theory and everything that's happened, we've been here for billions of years. The planet, I don't know if I was here, billions of years. And what happens over this time, during this time, we go through changes. The earth was shifting, the plates are touching, we get violent storms, we get earthquakes, we get a lot of things that happens to the planet. Is it going anywhere? I doubt it. No one knows how long it's been here, so no one can actually tell you how long it's going to be here. We're doing a lot of studies, and we're doing a lot of things, but what they have said so far, and I have to rely on the advancements of scientific stuff on this, because they're saying we've started over four times already. There were times when the earth was completely frozen over, no light and a whole bunch of other things. And this has happened four times already. This is the fifth. Are we going anywhere? No. Do I have a prediction of us going anywhere? There's a thing that I'm working on as well that says our existence as human beings or dinosaurs or whatever was before that has a shelf life. So we don't know what that shelf life is. Are we going to be completely extinct as mankind would be? I don't know. I can't tell you that. No one can. But this is our time. Right now is our period. Live it and be the best at it. Can I predict the earth ending? No, I can't do that. And I don't know that anybody else can, simply because it's a hypothesis. Yeah. And if we all give one, I suppose somebody somewhere down the road will be right. There's, in my opinion, no end to the earth, to our existence, planet Earth, the existence of that. Annie, you asked me if I was brought up in an abuse situation where I'm being scorned, hurt, taken advantage of, all these things. I was brought up in a loving family in a farm somewhere far where we all loved each other and we'd crack jokes and did fights like we do as siblings. There was 13 of us living there, 13. Cousins and siblings living there, not siblings, 13 young kids living with five adults. So it was a big, big group of people. No, I'm not sure what you're hearing and what may have been said that would give you that impression. I think that's digging too deep. My upbringing was awesome. I love it. I would do it again, but I can't. Honestly, I've been not scorned. I wasn't the bully. But straight enough, as far back as I could remember, I always made friends with the children or people who others didn't want to be friends with. I didn't make friends with them. I just didn't reject them. So naturally, we become friends. And this has gone back as far as I can remember. I think if you don't have the ability or you don't have the inner strength to stand up for yourself, and somebody does, they might just reach out a hand and extend their protection, their whatever, friendship to you. But it always seems to be that as far back as I can remember, I'm talking even the first day of school, people were just sort of around me. And a lot of the times it was to their benefit in the sense that other people wouldn't pick on them or they were friends with me. And I'm able to say, we're all friends now, so let's get along. Let's be tolerant. Raised up in a bad situation? No, I'm not familiar with that. The only bad I ever see is on TV. So I stopped watching it. My experience as a child growing up is wonderful. We laughed, we jumped, we played. We were regular. So I'm not really sure where that is coming from, but my explanation is where I'm coming from. Do we know our destination? Shane was asking, like, when we die, where are we going? Are we roaming around? Are we bumping into the clouds? Are we flying without? No. You see, and the dying part is separation of body and soul. So it's not technically dying, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. That was somebody else's question. But you're separating from the physical to the non-physical. You're going back to the physical, the non-physical world, which is what we call the spiritual world. You're heading back there. You didn't really leave because portions of that was with you from birth right until the end of your body. End of the body's time. So you're not going anywhere. Now, if you throw a ice cube into the ocean, it still exists, but it blends in and becomes a part of it. So individual packages of past live people, they're not out there gathering somewhere under a tree singing Kumbaya. I know that for sure. They don't have lips. How can they sing? Anyway, the whole idea behind it is we don't bump around. We don't go anywhere. You return to the spiritual world. It's we've come from the spiritual world. We've come into the physical world. We live as human beings, man, creatures, animals, everything else, woman. And then you retire because the body is only designed to last for so long. It gets to a certain distance and it doesn't go anymore. It may be too old, broken, diseased, or you got taken out by a tree. Whatever the case may be, you separate from that body and you return to the spiritual existence. You don't go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. We're still a part of everything that exists on this planet. There's no up there. There's no down there. A lot of people don't like me saying that. There's no over there or under there, I suppose. You just exist. You are just here. You're just being here. Your existence is you don't have a body today where you had one yesterday. Are we flying off after that? No. We're still here. Energy never dies. It changes it, and it changes. And this time it's carrying around this body of mine, and eventually it's going to stop. The energy will never die. This is why we say your rebirth, because the minute you've exhausted this body and you lay it down, you get another one. How long is that process? I don't know. But I do know you did choose to come here, and you did choose the body that you're wearing. You did buy that vehicle, you call it, yourself. You didn't have to pay for it, but you made that conscious decision to have it. Now, a lot of people will say, well, why would I choose this? I don't know. That's your doing. You're the only one who'll know why you chose that. Why do you want to be that person? Maybe mainly for the experience. A lot of visitors, a lot of people that come here and materializes themselves into a body, a human body, they will choose their path mainly for the experience, right? You have to imagine in a spiritual world, you didn't have the ability to pick up, touch, feel, taste, all these things that comes with your body. And the good side of not being able to do that, you also didn't have the ability to create evil or do any of the bad stuff. And all of this is the tool that's within the body. So when you attach yourself to it, yeah, you'll start being wicked and mean and steal and worry and be afraid and all these things because these things come with the body. The good thing is the minute you take off that outer body and you lay it down, you move on, all those things go away. A lot of people don't want to hear me say all the time, I think if you look at our good do-gooders, they're hanging out with the evil people because it's the body that made them that way. The evil does not exist on another side in the spiritual world. It's not even possible for that to happen. And of course, that defuncts all the ideas of the devils and the evil from over there. There's no evil. All of that exists here. All of that is a part of today's body. When you lay it down, all of it goes away. You will leave the way you've come. Like you went on vacation in the burning hot sun. You've never once brought that back over or brought it back with you. You had to leave it because it doesn't exist. Here, as an example, you don't bounce around. I hope I answered that question for you, Shane. Thank you very much, everybody who's wishing me a Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all. Hope you guys have a fantastic year, life, everything. And Happy New Year. Hoping that everything you seek or everything you want from life will fall right into your lap. Josh wanted me to explain the die to live. I think I just dabbled onto it a little bit. When you when you pass your body, when you get rid of the body, the energy doesn't die. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't get destroyed. It just removes itself from the body. When you, your life begins, you know, once your body is gone, we do record the fact that when you're in the body, that's your lifespan from birth until death. But you as an entity exist forever and always because you're the energy and you've come in. Your life journey and your experiences in life will continue after the body is no longer used to you or useful for you. You will assume or consume or get another body and you will move on at your request. And at this point, you know, I came over, I wanted to be a good lumberjack and so be it. And I wonder what it was like to do that. Maybe next year I want to teach skiing. I don't know. Next life. You want to do something different. You have that choice. You make that choice. It's hard to explain. It's hard to follow. It's hard to understand. But you are your own creator. And a lot of people are having a hard time accepting that because they feel more comfortable knowing that somebody else is responsible for them. Nah, it ain't like that. It isn't like that. It is not like that. No way. You are responsible for you, so make the responsible choices. Nobody, and I've said this many times, and I take flack for it many times, nobody's responsible for you, and you are the greatest, the biggest, the tallest, the best of everything. You understand that, and once you accept that, you won't rely on another entity, another source to look or provide for you. We're connected to this unit of life, the nature's way of life. We're all a part of it. Every single finger is attached to this huge body of yours, or bigger body of yours, and every single finger serves a purpose. It has its own function, and it does have a flagship. But if you really think about it long and hard, that finger is a part of the body, and it has all the functionality in the as it does the entire body. It has all the abilities as the entire body. We are pretty much the same if we're doing this to compare to how we're connected to nature. How we're connected to nature is, and this is why I've always said we're all the same. We're all connected to everything. It's just one human being, one human race, human existence. We're all connected to the same thing. Like all rivers are connected somehow, somewhere. Through the ocean, through the physical part, the vaporized part, or to the frozen part. It's still all connected. We, the human beings, are the same way. We are all connected. For a quick minute there, I forgot my train of thought as to what I was explaining. But we're all the same. You are your own creator. What happens to you in life is the thoughts that you're having. Earlier on in the monologue, I was saying that if you plant a carrot and do what you're supposed to do, a carrot will grow. Or if you plant a seed of some sort, a flower will grow, or a stem. If you plant something in your subconscious mind, that will grow. So do yourself an awesome favor of planting what is required for you. You wanted to ask, how do I feel about resolution, New Year's resolution, what's the point of it, or why the purpose? Or you even went further as to say, explain what the resolution is. I think you're making a decision for yourself as to what you want the results of the day or the year or the period to be. So here's the results I desire, and I set this forth on January 1st. This year, and so on and so forth. And the resolution would be the result of the thoughts that you've laid out. And I think that's the best. And if I'm not hitting it for you, there's other sources out there that can give you a really, really good explanation. The analogies I use, Hank, I do them all the time to the best of my ability. They're relatable, and I want other people to understand. We're down to earth. We're all connected. We're all the same. We're speaking the same language. We're communicating the same way. physically, mentally, emotionally, and we're just living together. As like I said a minute ago, we're all the same. The ocean is all the same, but you know, you have the big fish that lives up there and the little fish that lives down there, and they both appreciate each other because the big fish is saying, that's lunch. And the little fish is saying, if that big fish wasn't there, I wouldn't be so agile to keep my toes on the ground and keep me running. So they both serve a purpose, and this is why we live the way we live. I hope that answered the question. And Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you very much for giving me those questions. You're listening to Barrington, and I hope I answered all of them to the best of my ability. You wanted to know about the analogies. I covered that and the New Year's resolution, and I hope I didn't miss anything. If I did, ask again. New year, new time, new fun. You're listening to Barrington. We have a book out there. It's called Awaken Ascension Guide. It is designed to align you to your true purpose. And the reason I find that important, the book is available to you at Amazon.com. Check it out, Awaken Ascension Guide. And I've had a few people email me to say they picked it up for the Christmas and had given it to friends as a Christmas gift. Thank you. I appreciate all of that. Welcome to the show. We do have our email, H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. All the shows that we've done, all the shows that we will be posted there after the show's broadcast and whichever day it may be. We also have a repeat of this show, same station on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Check it out. Between 10 and 11, I get a lot of emails from you guys. You're all liking the show. You ask your own questions and you're appreciating the fact that we're there doing what we're doing, and we're trying to wake you up. I had a call with a friend of mine back then, and he says, how could you wake people up? I said, I can't. I can open a door and let them realize we're waking up, exist, and they could walk into it. So we provide a path to give you, to connect you to a spiritual life. What is the advantage of a spiritual life? Well, for one, it's going to lighten the load that you carry. Right off the jump, you'll find that you're doing a lot of unnecessary work, climb, dig, all this chase and other stuff, and it will give you peace and tranquility. It'll make you want to seek a lesser resisted path through life. Seek the path of least resistance is what I was trying to say. It lays you back, but more importantly, it connects you to your own higher self. It connects you to the ways of nature, the laws of nature, the life that we should be living according to nature. It teaches you how to reduce your stress, repair your body, take care of your body, what is required, how to be tolerant among other people. It makes you more peaceful. And very humble. It's interesting. I giggled because I remember the person who asked if I was raised in a very distraught place. And it's interesting because it was the total opposite. It was open. It was free. It was fresh air and flowing water and lots of fun and life. And anyway, we're talking about what's involved in living a spiritual life. Well, for one, you're getting closer to knowing who you are, what your lifespan or what your life should be, how you should walk through the path, how you should utilize the numbers of years that you're going to spend carrying that body, how to do it successfully, what to do, how to eat properly, how to be kind among mankind, everybody, knowing that the neighbor is as important to you as you are to your siblings. You're all the same source. They're all the same entity. They're all from the same place. Wake up to that reality is what we talk about. We want you to live your best life, to open up that existence that could be you, to be as big as you could be. And I don't mean the physical big, because apparently I hear that's not a lot of fun, but to get the most out of this time. Wake up. Connect yourself to a spiritual existence. Learn how to walk through life unafraid. Head held high. Confidence at its best. We open your eyes to reality. We teach you, or we give you the path for you to know how to open the third eye. I'm not going to talk about that one today because it's very involved. And the third eye, the realization of your existence and the questions of who you are, where you're from, why you're here, will no longer be any of those questions, because you will find no, that answer to thine own self. You need to be true and to learn how to know who you are and live all of this life without the idea of ever being afraid. Failure does not exist. The path that you're on was created by you. If you were setting something for yourself, you wouldn't be setting a trap. It'll be setting the idea for success. Nobody or yourself would not make you stage your own destruction. That would be pointless of your existence. You are just as important as everyone else. We want you to realize that and walk in a spiritual path and get the best self, the best life, the superstar, the be happy all the time, and not to worry or sweat the small stuff. As my friend Les Brown says, it's all small stuff, so don't sweat any of it. So, wake up. Why do we do this? Because we realize a lot of us are going through life sleeping, and we're missing out on what is necessary. We say, wake up. Wake up to that reality. Have we got anything else there, sir?
Yes, we do. Folks, thanks for writing in. Foster wrote in, and he says, Happy New Year to you. He says, my New Year's resolution, if there is such a thing, is to forgive people. But here's the thing. Do I really forgive them or just ignore them? And that is the forgiveness in my heart. That's from Foster. Yadi, I believe it's pronounced Yadi. Yadi says, I am going to try to go on a diet now. When I try this, I fail a lot of times. Do you do anything special in a new year if you're on a specific diet? For instance, Yadi says here, sometimes I'm on a diet prior to a holiday and I go off of it on the holiday and then back on it. What's your take on off of dieting? That's from Yadi. Let's see here. Gregory writes in, Barrington, do you give out Christmas gifts? If so, what is the significance of that? If a person isn't Christian or doesn't believe in the Christmas tale or the birth of Jesus Christ, the God, what is the significance of giving gifts at this time of year? Isn't it just phony? Shouldn't we just be giving gifts throughout the year and not on a specific day? That's from Gregory, and we have one more here. Irene wants to know, I love what you preach, teach, and tell us. Do you teach anywhere at a college or university? That's from Irene. And back to you.
No, I don't. I used to have a school where I taught people how to become a masters in our field. But no, I don't teach anymore. I don't like it. It's not for me. I enjoy what I do here. I had a small school before and it didn't work out. It was great fantasy while it was in my head. When I created it and started living the fantasy, I realized it's a lot of unnecessary work for me. So I don't teach anywhere else, but I am setting myself up to do a lot of seminars and meetings with other people. And I think that's my resolution, if there's such a thing for this year. Resolution do exist. So let's answer Greg's question about Christmas gift. The joy of giving is not about a materialistic things. It's about sharing your time and sometimes give a good hug or a good, you know, whatever it is. I used to go to the old age home a long time ago and clean my friend's room for him and hook up his TV and have a little conversation every Wednesday with him. And I think that was amazing for him because nobody else was visiting him all the time. Anyway, so the whole idea behind the gift given, is it phony? No, you give like the sun. I actually had that conversation this weekend. You give like the sun without an intention. And do you give to those who are, you know, would you give alcohol to a drunk or drugs to a drug addict? Probably not. That's based on your own conscience. But the gift idea of Christmas, in my opinion, is to just, you know, gladden the season, the moment. You hang out. I give the kids gift because of their expectations. I give my siblings, buy them a bottle or something like that, just to acknowledge the fact that, I don't know, we're going to sit around and have a drink. Oh, good, I brought a bottle. How convenient. So the idea of giving, it's labeled to Christmas because we go out and buy things and wrap it up and hand it out to other people. But the gift of, the traditional gift of Christmas was just the fact that you're going to spend so much time with your family and give joy and give love and understanding, support, do all these things. I don't know the materialistic things is as important to the day as the presence, your existence, your gift. Yadi. Okay, so you ask me point blank, what's my idea on the whole dieting? I say, get everything that says diet on it and throw it out the window. That's my concept. That's my belief. Dieting does, in my opinion, I've not seen a successful diet that worked because you burn it off and you put it back on. Sometimes you put on more and then you buy a new book and there's a new angle, there's a new twist. The diet concept is going to be very prevalent to all of you under this simple method. You make a choice in your mind not to live this way anymore. Make a choice, and then you will learn what is required for you to live the way you want to live. Part of it involves eating properly. So if I were going out there to lose a lot of weight, I would zero in with all my energy on what is the best food for my body. Do that. Abs are made in the kitchen, not in the gym. So you get that going. Find the best food that is going to be the best thing for your body. And in the midst of doing all that, you'll know when to apply it to the body. And you'll, in the midst of it, you'll know what will go along with it, with the body, like good rest. You just sit there and diet until Jesus gets back here. It's not going to work for you. Okay? So, throw it away. Change the concept in your mind and see the image you want yourself to be and the body. There you go. You planted the seed in the subconscious. Eventually, it will materialize. It will come out. If you're at a point where you want to lose a lot of weight, I think that's the reason for your diet in your question, Mr. Yadi. I will say, make that decision in your mind to learn proper nutrition and apply that to yourself. Forget about the diet. And when you're consciously aware of wolfing down, if that's such a word, that big triple decker of anything, you remember you made a decision to not live your life that way. You're going to do it this way. There's your resolution for you. Plant the seed and see the image that you want to have. And it never hurts to put a picture of what you hope to accomplish in front of you where you could see it every day. You're watering that seed that you've planted to the subconscious mind and you're creating it for your existence, for your reality. I hope this works for you, Mr. Yadi, and anybody else who's trying to lose weight. You have to make a decision. Your abs are not built in the gym. They're done in the kitchen. Eat properly. Eat a good, balanced diet. I would say spend the money and time and learning how to have proper nutrition. Once you start to feed the body the way it is supposed to be fed, it will inevitably rise up to be the way it is supposed to be. Yeah, those diet books just, I don't know. I hope they, yeah. Okay. How do you forgive people? Are you forgiving them, and are you supposed to forgive them or forget about it, I think was the question, like just ignore them? Well, if you're ignoring them, you're putting out some form of effort to ignore them, and you'll remember, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to be thinking about that person or being in their presence, or I'm not. No, ignoring them doesn't work. Forgiveness is fine, but the best thing I would say is create a separation for you. If it's causing you heartaches, it's a pebble in your shoe, you're not going to take it out of the shoe and stick it in the pocket because you still would be reminded of the pebble. So you're going to take it out of your shoe and get to, you know, toss it somewhere. And the idea and to forgive others. Yeah, let it go. You can't control anything about yesterday. And you're not going to do well embracing what's coming towards you when you're too busy holding on to something that's behind you. Your hands are preoccupied, and so is your attention span. Forgiveness is important. It's also necessary. But make sure you're doing it fully. Get rid of it. Forgive it and don't readdress it. Don't bring it back out. Don't take that pebble out of your shoe, stick it in your pocket, and occasionally you tap on it. Pointless. Leave it in the shoe. You'll get rid of it quicker. Anyway, so forgiveness, it is important. You must do it. You must forgive. It's important for you. And somebody's done you wrong. I don't know if they're at home worried about it, but it's not your concern. You cleanse yourself. Let it go. Forgive. And it's hard to do. It's very hard to do. But if you're struggling to forgive and to let it go, it means that you're not ready to forgive and to let it go. It have to be a decision where it's clean, it's jumped off the cliff, it's no longer, it's gone, it's done. And you take the time that is necessary to clean out that space in you where it used to live and live free. Put something wonderful in there, a new habit or a new hobby or, I don't know, just let it go. Letting it go is the best way to do it. I really hope I went through and answered all the questions that you people were asking today. I appreciate that. I was at the office here early this morning, and I was answering a lot of the questions people were asking. And of course, they're all wishing me a happy new year. Thank you all for the same. And I do wish all of this for the same for you. Why am I so convinced that instead of making a New Year's resolution or a New Year path or a New Year promise or a New Year set myself up to fail, whatever you do typically on a New Year, why am I so convinced that this year you have this ability to hold on to that image of the of what you want the result of? Hold on to that image and create it for yourself. Do not give up. Do not stop. Nobody is going to make this work except for you. If somebody's constantly dragging you there, inevitably when you get a free moment to relax and slide backwards, you definitely will. But if you plant the seed of intent, here's where I intend to be, and be realistic about the distance and time. If you're, we've been talking about the losing the weight thing all day, so let's just stay on that channel. If your intention was to lose, I don't know, 50 pounds, 100 pounds. Be realistic about it. Okay, you don't want to do it too fast because you will be shocking the body and doing crazy things. You allow what you normally do if you increase your activity by going for a walk, resting, drinking, and eating, most importantly, eating properly. It will fall off at its own pace. When it's no longer necessary to carry that amount of water to dilute the retention of salt, then the water will go. Or if you the same thing, if your jacket gets too big, eventually you're going to throw it away and get a smaller one. And you have to allow the body to shrink on its own and do not force it to do something that it doesn't want to be. Because the minute no one's looking, you're going to slip another cookie in your mouth or a piece of something that you're not supposed to be doing. But if you've made the decision to stay with this rigid or well-disciplined path, then you will see the result. You will finalize and you will get there. And that's just, I said earlier, we're talking about the losing of the weight. And maybe it's because it's Christmas and everybody, it is the Christmas holiday and everybody had that extra pound cake or piece of pie or the gravy. And I don't know, maybe that's what the case. But regardless of what it is, the decision to go reverse all of this is simply changing the concept in your mind of where you want to be. And you make that conscious decision. Same thing works for smoking. Let's assume your resolution was to stop smoking. You have to let the body realize that you don't want to be a smoker. Plain and simple. I don't want to be a smoker. And you make that conscious decision. Don't date it. Every time you light up, just say, I don't want to be a smoker. And it's going to happen. I am not a smoker. And then eventually you will toss that through the window and it won't become you. You could probably take smoking, quitting something supplement to get you in the mood of it all. But that has always failed. The best results I've ever heard was the turkey, the cold turkey, sorry, in any situation. So you might want to learn that concept. Be good. Work hard. Take care of number one. This is what we're saying for the new year. Take care of number one and do go out and write you a lot of I owe me notes and stick it around somewhere. Don't clutter your house or freak people out. But you have this I owe me. Wear the bracelet, wear a ring, wear, I don't know. But I owe me is important for you to adapt to. Thanks, everybody. This is the end of our show. We've got within a minute to go. We're thanking you. Welcome. Glad you're safe. Happy New Year. Let's go into this one and do well. Why don't we do the New Year's resolution together? And it's a reminder that if you see the image in your mind, you will definitely hold on to it for the duration of your time. Until next week, enjoy, and we will talk again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.